What's happening, you sexy savages? People are already starting to not listen, right? Because I said sexy. Big freaking deal. Deal with it. Still playing St. John in the beginning. I actually kind of am upset with St. John, Mr. St. John himself. He is, like, my favorite artist. That's easily favorite artist. But I've been rocking with him for a while now. And I just asked him if he would, like, if I could just have, like, a chat with him on here. He said anything that resembled a interview, he's out. But it's not like I'm trying to even interview him. I just want to, like, just talk to him, you know, like, it's whatever. It's whatever. This is mainly going to be about movies that I've seen recently. I watched that movie Death Note on Netflix that everybody is, like, hating on, right? I guess it was a comic book, or they made it before, maybe. I don't know. I don't really care. I watched this unbiased, obviously. And I really didn't think this movie was that bad. So this kid, he gets detention. Wait, so the kid, he gets his ass kicked and then gets detention, right? Weird. Doesn't make sense. Then it kicks off real quick. So this kid gets detention. He's sitting in detention. And this demon thing, the death god, I think they called it, comes in there and just destroys this classroom. Destroyed. And kills the kid that beat up the dude that he's in detention because of. And then he just dips out. Doesn't clean the room up at all. He doesn't clean the room up, and it just pans out like this kid didn't get another detention for that, or, like, any kind of punishment for, like, just leaving this room a mess. And the demon, it kind of seems like he's a good guy. I forget what the guy's name is that plays him. He's the Green Goblin in, like, the original Spider-Man I can't even tell you what the guy's name is. I hate that guy, the actor. But I lost you, probably. Let's bring it back. How about that? So the demon seems like he's kind of a good guy. And the kid, the kid tries to win his crush over by telling her that he has Death God. And he tells her his plan, which is, like, to kill all the bad people. And she's into it, right? She is. She is down. She's all about it. And these sickos start kissing hard. And then there's, like, a montage of them fucking, and they're also picking out the victims of, like, who they're gonna kill while they're fucking. Very weird. They call themselves, every time they kill somebody, they say it's Kira. Is the name that, like, they're leaving. They're, like, spray painting it or some shit. I don't know. Wow, I'm probably not really getting you guys to buy into this movie. So, then it, like, goes to this news story that it's, like, more than a dozen killed by Kira. But they show a whole nightclub. And it's, like, 30, 40 people dead. And they're, like, more than a dozen. So you're thinking, like, 14, 15? No, you'd think 13 or 14, because if it was 15, they would say 15, right? Stupid. Then this, like, black guy puts on these light-up blue glasses, and this Chinese guy is, like, singing to him. It was a really, really weird scene. And the black guy is also addicted to candy. And he has all his that's showing are his eyes. And his name is L. Because, so the death god, like, for you to die from it, he needs to see your face and know your name. And this guy kind of, like, catches on to it, because, I'll get into that actually later. So, all he's showing is his eyes, and his name is L. And he kills, somebody, you have to write in this book too, by the way. I probably should have mentioned that, like the name of the person and picture of their face. So somebody kills a bunch of FBI agents that are after Kira. And you the kid didn't do it, so you don't know who did it. L confronts the kid that, like, has this notebook. And, okay, so L, the black guy, is this amazing agent because when he was younger, he was in an orphanage. And the orphanage raised the greatest detectives ever. They make sure that they tell you that. L's right-hand man gets killed. And then, like, the girl that this guy won over with this stupid notebook, she sets him up so that she could get the book. And then there's, like, actually this really cool scene where the kid that has the book, his name is Light. I found this out way late in the story. I thought they were saying Light the whole movie, but I was like, there's no way they would name this kid Light in this fucking movie. So he's running from L. But the cool part is that they're playing, like, this really cool old school, like, horror movie music, like that weird kind of techno that kind of gets you feeling something. It was kind of something from, if you've seen it, the Warriors movie, like their fight scenes, like that weird techno. Yeah, I don't know, it's just like an old school feel to it. The kid, they're on like a Ferris wheel, and the kids fall from the Ferris wheel. He falls in, the Light falls into the water, and his girl doesn't. She just dies. Light's in a coma, and people are still dying, so L is about to leave. Dad confronts Light. So, like, the kid's dad, his dad, obviously, he confronts him, and he's like, "You did it, didn't you?" L figured that this whole thing was going on. Like, what happened? So he goes to Light's house to kill him or some shit. Or no, he goes to Light's house to look for the notebook. That's what happened, yeah. You find out that Light was in, like, he planned the coma and everything. And he told him, like, I'm not gonna spoil that, I guess, if you end up watching it. Fuck it. So he plans it, so, like, he writes in the book that the only way that this all goes down is if the girl takes the notebook from him. So if he takes the notebook, if she takes the notebook, what's going to happen is Ferris wheel's going to fall, he's going to fall into the water, she's going to fall into the cement, rip up the page that has his name on it, and burn it. Oh yeah, because if you burn one page of the book, that name gets erased. I'm doing an awful job breaking this movie down for you guys. I apologize. And then, so the movie ends. Light is in the hospital bed, and he hears the demon laughing, and he's like, "You humans are weird." And it's because that dude L, when he went to Light's house, he found one of the pages of the notebook, and wrote Light's name in it, so he's gonna die. And then the credits roll. Stupid. More importantly, though, I saw the new It the night it came out, me and JC. First off, every single show was sold out, except for one, and it was like first come, first serve, which we were late to, obviously. So we're late. We get, like, the front row, basically, like, over to the side. It wasn't, it was just, like, weird traffic. Like, traffic was so backed up to get to this fucking thing. I'm not going to spoil this for you at all, so no spoiler alert. I'm just going to say that it was very fun. It was a very enjoyable movie. Not very scary, like, long term, I mean. Like, it's not like one of those movies that has you, like, up at night, like, what the fuck, what was that noise? But it did have good jump scares. The jump scares in it were really, really good. And the characters, oh my god, the characters were so enjoyable. Like, they're good. The kids, they're relatable in the sense, like, they're just kids being kids before, like, the clown, obviously. Like, they're just having fun. They call themselves, like, the Loser Club. Obviously, if you've read the book or the old movie, you know what's going on. And you know how what happens. But, yeah, the kids were really good. Like, the kid that played Bill was really, really good. And then the kid that's, like, the germ freak, he freaking crushed it. And Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise was phenomenal. That movie was awesome. Oh, yeah, and then me and JC also, we went to a Chinese buffet. We're 0-2, by the way, on Chinese buffets. If you or Chinese places, period. If you've listened to the one when we were on vacation and we went to the Chinese place, a garden, it was called. But we went to Double Dragon Buffet yesterday. Grossest shit I've ever had in my entire life. We walk in and it just smells like a dirty pond or something. And she thought that I've eaten there before. I've been there before and I haven't. So she's like, why did he bring me here? The Chinese meat, whatever that meat is, was disgusting. Their ice cream machine was down. I don't know why I always end up doing that voice. It's like some little bit of Chinese racism in me just wants to scream out. He wants to scream out. But, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking around. But, yeah, all I ate was fries and garlic bread. That was my Chinese buffet. All she had was lettuce. Lettuce and lo mein. And then, so my bill was like $30 for us to eat fries, garlic bread, and lettuce. I didn't fucking tip. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. First off, when you go to a buffet, usually when you go back up to the buffet, they clean your table off. They didn't clean off anything. They didn't clean off one plate. I had a bunch of plates of food I didn't eat sitting at my table. So I didn't tip them. I actually, on the fucking receipt, I put a zero with like the slash through it so they knew I didn't tip them. Fuck that. They didn't do anything. They refilled my drink like one time. Worst service. If you don't ever go to Double Dragon Buffet. That place should get shut down. And then I looked on, like, you know how you go on Google and type in a place, like, see the reviews? The reviews, by the way, are phenomenal. Go look at the reviews for Double Dragon Buffet. And so, like, the time we went there, it said, usually this is the busiest time. There's maybe 5 families in there, not full families. There was this one larger couple, they were sweating, they were loving life at this place, they were getting it in. Then there was like this dude that had like sunglasses around his neck, like super tight shirt on. It was very strange, very strange. What else happened yesterday? Well, Saturday, how about this? OSU got murked by Oklahoma. Baker Mayfield, the savage move of running in the middle of the field with the OU flag, the Oklahoma flag, waving it in the Ohio State O, and just fucking savage move. Not only did we lose to them, but we look awful, and we could climb back in, I mean, if we went out, but that loss at home looks awful on the record. By the way, by winning everything, I mean beating Michigan too. Michigan fans, quit with the, well, we own the overall record against Ohio State. Hey man, we owned you the past 20 years. I don't give a fuck about the overall record. If I wasn't alive for it, like the record... Just like, I wasn't alive for, like, the Browns, like, when they were good. So, all I've seen is bad Browns. So, don't hit me with the, hey, man, we own the overall record. What else you got? Get out of here with that. By the way, the Browns, they looked good. Not like that implied that they looked really good. They didn't look good, but they did look good. I hope you guys noticed the difference with those two. Ricardo Lewis took a huge shot helmet to helmet, but he popped back up. Okay, so this is why I brought this up. They have, like, this pop-up tent for concussion evaluations on, like, the sideline of the game. If there's a question for a concussion, keep the player off the field. If he gets put in that tent, he should not be allowed to play in the game anymore for their safety. Because the players are going to play. You got to protect the players from themselves. You know what I mean? Luke Kuechly is, like, wearing this new thing. It's like a shock collar around his neck, which is pretty cool to help with prevention of concussions. I actually thought that was really, really cool. Hopefully that works. Notes, baby, notes. Yeah, I don't know. I thought I had more notes on it, but I don't. But what it basically is, it's like a thing that goes around his neck. And I think it stops his head from, like, snapping back. Or maybe it just absorbs some of the shock. I'm not really 100% sure on what it does. But it's, like, barely noticeable. It looks like one of those titanium things that people used to wear. Like, baseball players. I don't know if they still wear it or not. Okay, so I read that on Twitter. And then I went down this weird rabbit hole on Twitter. And it got me thinking about people's motive behind tweets. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when there's, like, a natural disaster, like these fucking hurricanes, or, like, when there's a national disaster, fucking, like, 9/11 or something. When people tweet shit, just stuff that you know is for attention. It really bugs me. Or when people, like, subtweet other people. Like, I got this guy. Oh, my goodness. Every day he tweets something or posts on social media about, like, a chick that left him. Hey, man, that's not a good look. That's not a good look for anybody. All that's doing is showing girls that you're fucking nuts. For sure, stop that. And girls, I've had this, just crazy people on fucking, like, subtweeting or subposting. If it's directed towards someone, take it up with them. Don't post it. All it does is it makes you look so bad. Like I said, like, if you post every day about how sad you are, what are you doing? Talk to some friends. Tell them. Don't post it on social media hoping to get a like or someone posting on the status or messaging you. Oh my God, are you okay? Do you need anything? Just chill out. Take a deep breath and don't post shit for attention, guys. This is one of my favorites. Like, when somebody says something that's pretty funny, but it's a little bit harsh, and people get super offended. I remember I tweeted. There's actually two different times that are sticking out in my head right now. First one was during, like, the VMAs or something, when Kim Kardashian was pregnant. She was wearing this, like, skin-colored dress and, like, leaning back laughing. So I posted a side-by-side of that and the caterpillar from A Bug's Life. I just posted that, and somebody, like quote tweet. No, it was before quote tweet. They, like, copy and pasted the status or the tweet and was like, "This is what's wrong with America. Guys making fun of pregnant women." It's like, it's a fucking joke. Take a chill pill and just shut your mouth. How about that? Or, this was more recent. I tweeted, I feel like my tweets go a little bit unappreciated, by the way. But I tweeted, if a guy says that he doesn't watch porn, he's either a serial killer or a liar. And this girl screenshotted it and put it on Facebook and said how bad of a guy I was. and like, I'm what's wrong with America, how bad porn is. Hey lady, it's a fucking joke. How about you go sip a mimosa and calm down? Stop coming at me for your freaking, your problems. Don't take shit out on me because I'm trying to be funny. It's clearly a joke. Like, the way it was, like, worded and everything. Clearly a fucking joke. So, go watch Real Housewives. And, just shut your yap. We don't care. and me making fun of that lady, that's gonna target all the guys going, hey man, she's a woman, you need to appreciate her. Appreciate her whole body and appreciate her whole self. You need to just appreciate her opinion. No, I don't. You feminist pig. And look, I'm all for equal rights. Women and men, if they're doing the same job, they should be getting the same pay. But if a guy's doing more work, he should get paid more. If he's and don't say women can do everything men can do, because it's not true. And guys can't do everything women can do, okay? Guys would cry like babies if a little baby came out of their pee hole or their asshole. We would be way worse than you girls. So, congrats. If guys had period cramps, we would be the biggest babies. So again, congrats. You guys win. But, how about this? Don't tell me that a girl could chop wood as good as a dude. That a girl could do, like, physical, like, strength things as good as a guy. Because they can't. Let's be honest. Like, I don't understand it. And another thing, too, with that. If your boyfriend, if you beat your boyfriend in basketball, ladies, he probably let you win. Unless he's just super uncoordinated. There's also that. But I'm not that good at basketball. And just about every girl I've ever beat. Notice how I said beat. Because I beat them all. Yeah. Okay. No mercy. But I do show mercy for a little bit. And then when I realize that the game's close, I go full-blown LeBron, and I put them out of their misery, because that's what a gentleman does. I'm not going to let you guys think you have a chance. If I know you don't, you know you don't. So, let's not pretend you do. Oh, boy. What else has happened on Twitter? This has been happening a lot lately, and I don't understand it. Black people calling out white people for, like, shit that happened centuries ago. When they weren't alive. When their parents weren't alive. When their grandparents weren't alive. Stop. That's not us. That's different people. We gotta live in the times, guys. I don't know. And then the white people that retweet the black people coming at the white people. It just gets so confusing. You know, it's actually a phenomenal Twitter to follow is Wendy's. Wendy's is like, they shut trolls down. There was one where the people were like, they said something about, they said, how can your patties be never frozen but stay cool? Are they just sitting in a hot like a hot trailer all day? And Wendy's was like, oh yeah, because there's nothing that could keep something cold without freezing it, right? And then the dude was like, he got mad and he's like, McDonald's owns, you guys ain't got shit on McDonald's. And Wendy's like hit him back and they're like, they're like, whoa, there's no need to bring them into this just because you forgot what a refrigerator was. And the dude actually, I think, deleted his Twitter. But But they talk shit to everybody. Like, Dan said the one time somebody was like, what's the best, hey, Wendy's, the best part about McDonald's? And they were like, the exit. Ooh, burn. Yo, I'm watching a commercial right now for this fucking shit. It's called Ooze Barf. That's for real. Ooze Barf. And you pour it in your kid's bathtub and it turns it into slime. What the fuck? They showed it in Tupperware and the kid was playing with slime. Hey, honey, you want to go take a bath? We'll make it into slime. What the fuck is that shit? You kidding me? I don't know. Actually, the next episode is going to be bomb. We're going to talk about the ocean world, motherfuckers. Yeah, I know you guys like that shit. Yeah, we're going to talk about the ocean world. Gonna talk about mental and physical connections with your brain. I don't know. We'll see what else we talk about. I had to record something because it's been a little bit since I record for you slobs. Just kidding, you're not slobs, you're sweethearts, and I love you. Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, later. Yeah, y'all thought I was gonna say peace.